Chapter 2, Roles and Responsibilities. Planning for, setting up, and controlling a rehearsal involves the entire staff, with principal roles by the commander, executive officer, XO, chief of staff, S3, G3, and S2, G2, etc. Knowing the rehearsal actions required and the separate and shared responsibilities involved are integral to successful rehearsal execution. Regardless of which type and technique of rehearsal is selected, there are numerous command and staff responsibilities associated with planning, preparing, and executing one. The lion's share of responsibility normally rests with the commander, XO, S3, and S2. However, the conducting headquarters staff, subordinate leaders, and even a designated recorder are critical to a successful rehearsal event. FM 6O Chapter 12 provides doctrinal guidance regarding commander and staff rehearsal responsibilities, but each unit commander may designate more if necessary. Rehearsal planning. Commanders and chiefs of staff, executive officers at the lower echelon, plan rehearsals. FM 6O. Commander. Commanders pass, through their guidance, certain information during the initial mission analysis. They may revise the following information when they select a course of action: type, technique, location, attendees, enemy courses of action, ECOAs, to be displayed. Executive Officer, Chief of Staff. The Executive Officer, XO, ensures all rehearsals are included in the organization's Time Management Standard Operating Procedures, SOP, as well as operational timeline. The XO's responsibilities also include publishing the rehearsal time and location in the Operations Order, Op Ord, or Warning Order, Warn Ord, conducting staff rehearsals, designating personnel to prepare rehearsal sites, determining rehearsal products based on type, technique, and mission variables, coordinating liaison officer attendance from adjacent units. Tip: inventory the rehearsal toolkit to ensure it supports the rehearsal type and technique selected by the commander. Tip: check the task organization for the mission to be rehearsed and ask yourself, is it complete? Based on task organization, who needs to attend the rehearsal? Tip: in allocating time to a rehearsal, detail is important but must be balanced with available time. Tip: avoid unnecessary attendees to avoid distraction. Rehearsal preparation. Everyone involved in executing or supporting the rehearsal has responsibilities during preparation. FM 6O. Commander. Commanders prepare to rehearse operations with events phased in the proper order, from start to finish. Under time-constrained conditions, the commander may opt to only rehearse critical events or actions on the objective. Commanders identify and prioritize key events to rehearse, allocate how much time is available for rehearsing each critical event, perform personal preparation, including reviews of task organization completeness, personnel and material readiness, organizational level of preparation. Tip: identify the key decisions that may have to be made during the fight and the condition that will drive those decisions. Executive Officer, Chief of Staff. The XO, because of his familiarity with the chosen course of action, COA, his understanding of the COA, analysis and wargaming, and through coordination with the commander, serves as the rehearsal director, coordinates time for key events requiring rehearsal, establishes rehearsal time limits per the commander's guidance and mission variables, determines the method for controlling the rehearsal and ensures its logical flow, a script and agenda, verifies rehearsal site preparation. There may be more than one rehearsal site. Several insets in greater detail may be required to rehearse key and critical events. A good rehearsal site includes appropriate markings and associated training aids, parking areas, local security. Tip: arrange the rehearsal with mission events phased in the proper order from start to finish, unless time does not allow or the commander directs otherwise. Conducting headquarters staff. Conducting headquarters staff members develop an op ord with necessary digital or analog overlays, deconflict all subordinate graphics. Composite overlays are the first step for leaders to visualize the organization's overall plan. publish composite overlays at the rehearsal, including, at a minimum, movement and maneuver, intelligence, fires, sustainment, signal operations, protection. Execution responsibilities. During the rehearsal execution, the commander, COSXO, assistants, subordinate leaders, recorder, and staff from the conducting headquarters have specific responsibilities, FM60. Commander. Commanders conduct the rehearsal just as they will conduct the operation. They maintain the focus and level of intensity, allowing no potential for subordinate confusion. Although the staff refines the op word, it belongs to the commander. The commander uses the order to conduct operations. An effective rehearsal is not a commander's brief to subordinates. It validates synchronization, the what, when, and where, of tasks that subordinate units will perform to execute the operation and achieve the commander's intent. Tip: during selection of tasks to be rehearsed, prioritize them based on criticality, complexity, and how well-trained the unit is regarding the tasks. Tip: check the key events selected for rehearsal. Are there some the unit is more proficient at accomplishing than others? If so, knowing which ones may help you prioritize rehearsal events if there is limited time available. Executive Officer, Chief of Staff. The XO, as the rehearsal director, ensures each unit will accomplish its tasks at the right time and cues the commander to upcoming decisions. His script is the execution matrix and the decision support template, DST. As the rehearsal director, the XO starts the rehearsal on time, conducts a roll call, ensures all necessary equipment is on hand, including organizational graphics and previously issued orders, validates the task organization, TO, ensures synchronization of the operational framework being used, deep close security, decisive shaping sustaining, or main and supporting efforts, rehearses the synchronization of combat power from flank and higher organizations, synchronizes the timing and contribution of each warfighting function, WFF, disciplines leader movements, enforces brevity, and assures completeness, keeps within time constraints, ensures that the most important events receive the most attention, ensures that absentees and flank units receive changes to the op ord, and transmits changes as soon as practical. For each decisive point, defines conditions required to commit the reserve or striking forces, move a unit, close or emplace an obstacle, fire at planned targets, move a medical unit, change a supply route, or alert specific observation posts. Tip: for every key event to be rehearsed, allocate time. Within the time available, be prepared to prioritize and downscope the number of key events to be rehearsed with commander approval. Operations Officer, S3, G3. The S3 assists the commander with the rehearsal. The S3 portrays the friendly scheme of maneuver, ensures subordinate unit actions comply with the commander's intent, normally provides the rehearsal recorder. Intelligence Officer, S2, G2. The S2 portrays the enemy forces and other variables of the operational environment, OE, during rehearsals. The S2 bases actions on the ECOA that the commander directed to be displayed during the rehearsal, which is the same ECOA selected for wargaming during the military decision-making process, MDMP. The S2 provides participants with the most current intelligence, portrays the best possible assessment of the ECOA, communicates the enemy's presumed concept of operations, desired effects, and end state, explains other factors of the operational environment that may hinder or complicate friendly actions, communicates the key civil considerations of the operation. Tip: ensure all rehearsal attendees understand the enemy commander's operations concept, desired effects, and intended end state before presenting the enemy reaction to the friendly operational plan. Subordinate leaders. Subordinate leaders follow the prescribed script and agenda and articulate their unit's actions and responsibilities, as well as recording changes on their copies of the operational graphics and op ord. Recorder. The recorder normally comes from the operations section. The recorder captures all coordination made during the rehearsal and notes unresolved problems. At the end of the rehearsal, the recorder presents any unresolved problems to the commander for resolution, restates any changes, coordination, or clarifications directed by the commander, estimates when a written fragmentary order, FRAGO, including the changes, will follow. Conducting headquarters staff. Following the rehearsal, and armed with the recorder's notes, the operations section updates the op board, decision support template, and execution matrix based on the commander's decisions during the rehearsal. Tip: showing up at a rehearsal is not good enough. You must know your role, bring necessary equipment to facilitate execution, be prepared to make adjustments as needed. Tip: know which personnel should have attended the rehearsal but did not. Ensure they receive any plan changes that may have come from the rehearsal. Assessment responsibilities. The standards for a successful rehearsal are established by the commander. A properly executed rehearsal validates the plan, each leader's role in it, and what each unit does, when they do it, and where they do it. Rehearsals provide a final common vision of the commander's intent, the enemy, their own forces, the terrain, and their relationship among them. It identifies specific actions requiring immediate staff resolution and informs the higher commander of critical issues or key locations that the commander, XO or S3, must personally oversee. Like all operations, the rehearsal requires assessment with critiques centering on how well the operation achieves the commander's intent and on the coordination necessary to accomplish that end. Like mission type orders, the commander generally leaves internal execution of tasks within the rehearsal to the subordinate commander's judgment and discretion.